welcome to The Matt Show. It is the Christmas quiz. We are here to have loads of fun. Doc has barely made it alive thanks to his wife putting conditioner in the tub and him slipping over on it. But his big brave soldier that he's here. How are we all doing, people?
According to the CAT scan, I'm okay.
We don't usually do the kind of round robin thing here, so it's just straight into it. The Christmas quiz is...
Yeah.
Okay. The Christmas quiz is 50 questions that I've got here. We've got six people, so that's not going to work out. There's going to be two left over, which we'll give out to the people who are at the lowest maybe at the end. Pick a number, any number, and then when you get your question, you get 2 points for the correct answer. If there's multiple answers, then you get it. And there's four Santa's sacks today, which have got like 10 points and above available. So that's pretty cool. Are you all set then, people?
Just want to point out, just getting my excuses in early. I've never done a BTN quiz before, so that's why I'm going to come last.
No, you're
just
not.
Just throwing that out.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I'm always last, though.
Won the other year, you liar.
Ooh.
I'm going to change your name to Callum instead of I'm N Max, because I think that's probably fairer.
Because it'll probably fit the square better, too.
Do it depend on if I win or lose? So if I win, it'd be Callum. If I lose, it's Simon Banks.
Yes, absolutely. That'll do. Right, here we go. Scoreboards are up there. Like, how cool's my scoreboard, boys? Yes.
Happy.
Very professional.
You don't have to be impressed. It's fine. We're going to stay on that view because if I start swapping back and forth, I'm knackered because I can't do stuff. I know. Don't ask. Oh, no, I can do stuff. Hang on.
You can.
I've just got to keep the thing on the thing. Right, here we go. Yeah, we can do that. Okay, we can do that. Right, sick note. You're first. Pick a number.
22.
And try and make a note of the numbers, please, guys, because that's... right. First question, then. What role did Greg Jerzwiak take over in August at Apple, obviously?
Charles took over for, Eddie Q.
As head of?
Head of head.
Or S, no, what is it? He's SVP. He's an SVP of what?
Product.
Now, anyone else for a bonus point?
I've never heard of him.
Callum's sitting there going, bloody hell, this is hard. Eh?
Marketing?
Marketing, correct. Bonus point to Patrice. Off to a flyer, missus. How do I do that? There we go, plus one. Done it. And it's worked. Callum's sitting there going, bloody hell, this sounds hard. That's probably one of the hardest questions that we've got all night, mate. So
good.
Trust me, it's not going to be hard. Next person then, Jeff G.
All right, let's go with 30. And Cal, just so you know, you're going to feel really good after all of this is over, because I typically can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. So don't worry, you'll have a higher score than I do.
What did you have for lunch?
A shot of Toradol.
Yes.
No, I did. Seriously.
Do remember as well to make a note of the numbers so you know that they're gone, by the way. So Jeff, who introduced an app with access to thousands of workouts in June, long before Apple Fitness is offering?
Nike.
No. Bonus point.
Peloton.
Yeah, Doc's got he's got his respect back.
Oh, right.
Peloton.
Did he say Nylaton?
Peloton, you deaf old bat. Okay, Patrice, your turn, mate.
17.
Rob McElhenney said Apple were really helpful in the creative process, but which show was he talking about? Rob McElhenney said that Apple were really helpful in the creative process, but which show was he talking about? And Bob, Doc's got his hand up, he knows.
I'm going to say, I can't even remember the name of the shows. What's the British football show?
Oh, I know it.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, yeah, that one.
No, that's the wrong answer. Okay. I wouldn't have told you if it was the right answer, would I?
That's fine. Like, I mean, it was Ted Lasso what I wanted to.
Is the wrong answer. So go on then, Doc, you're stealing.
My brain just went down. Raven Quest.
Mythic Quest.
Yeah. The name of the game is called Raven Quest.
It's Mythic. You know, the Raven's Claw, isn't it? Raven's Claw or something like that.
Yeah.
Raven's Lunchbox.
Anyway, that's the answer.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Mythic Quest.
Mythic Quest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Isn't there some irony in Apple offering consultation on computer gaming?
It is. I think it's a good show,
It was more app development than a computer gaming, but that's the point. Their devs, a lot of them are featured in the movie.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good series. I love the girl that's constantly being put down by him. And the episode that they did for lockdown was with the Rube Goldberg machine at the end was just unbelievably good. Yes. Unbelievably good. Right. Okay. Back to it. Chuck.
18.
Which company created a parody of Apple's 1984 ad this year?
Finally, one that I know.
Jeff Steele.
It's the gaming company. Oh boy.
Epic Quest. Mythic Quest.
Epic. Yeah. Thank you. Epic.
Oh, shut up, Muller. You're worse than me, bloody mother. You can't play Two of Pursuits with Mother without her whispering. But the thing that really makes it worse is she gets the wrong frigging answer. Everyone forgets she's got dementia, so they believe her. she hasn't got dementia, that was a joke.
I'm going with Epic.
Epic. Well done, Muller. Chuck's got 2 points. You haven't really worked out about how to win, have you?
I'm the champion, aren't I?
You nearly said you're the div, and that would have been the correct answer. You are the div.
Give him a point for that if you said it.
but Chuck was last year.
Callum, with great apprehension, pick a number.
25.
In May, Apple's AirPod Pros were speculated as being called what? And how much were they expected to cost? Over-ear AirPod Pros things that turned out to be Macs. The over-ear AirPods were speculated in May. What were they going to be called and how much were they?
Was it earphones and £400? I think I've got that completely wrong, but that's what popped in your brain.
No, that's the wrong answer. Anyone else?
AirPods Studio?
Chuck kind of jumped in there, I suppose, but AirPods Studio. And does Therese have a stab at the price?
Joe's just shouted the answer.
$399? No, it was $349. Good guesses, though. Unlucky. Unlucky. Yeah. Muller, finally. It's actually your turn now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have number one.
Hey. Who had a dispute with Apple this year over their Tick Different campaign?
Tick?
Tick Different. There is a clue in the question.
I have an idea.
I don't know, but I'm going to go Nike.
No. Patrice? Go on, Patrice.
TikTok.
No, Doc.
Swatch.
Swatch, yes, good man.
It can't be Nike because they work together. Why would Nike screw up a billion-dollar relationship?
That's true. But you are talking about Muller. So, anything is possible in Muller land. At the top of the shop. Scores after round one then. Sicknout has 3, Jeff has none, Patrice has 1, Chuck has 3, thanks to Muller, Callum has none, and Muller has none. Muller's got 2, but they're Chuck's.
I don't mind. I do that every year, so this year I'm going to fail. So.
What, really get really pissed and annoying? Yeah, that's true, actually. Round 2, then. Doc starts off.
Oh, Let's go with 8.
8. Who is the current head of retail who took over from Angela Ernst when she left last year?
Why did you just ask me two, like, organizational questions in a row?
It's an Apple quiz. There's going to be questions about Apple. I do apologize.
I have the face. I don't know the name.
Yeah. Oh, I know the name, but I can't say it right now.
Do you want me to come back? Do you want me to come back to you?
Cheyenne. That's it. All I can say is Cheyenne.
No, it's the wrong answer. Anyone?
I'll try. I'll try. Lisa Jackson.
Go ahead. No, it's not Lisa. Lisa's head of HR.
She's the head of HR. Yeah. That I know. I don't remember the name.
Debbie O'Brien.
It's Deirdre O'Brien. I'll give you that, Jeff.
Deirdre. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure pulling that out of my head just completely obliterated all of my neurons for the day. So I'm probably screwed for the rest of the questions.
No, it's okay, mate. I think you're safe because I think you pulled that one out from the other end.
Okay. Yes, I will accept that.
Jeff, actually, it's your turn.
Okay, let's do 48.
Wow, right to the other end then. What did Apple donate $400 million towards in California this year? $400 million, obviously.
$400 million to...
Awards, Doc's going to steal.
To the wildfire recovery.
No, good guess, but no.
I've got an idea.
Go on, Doc.
To COVID relief.
No, specifically Callum. PPE.
Was it affordable housing?
It was affordable housing. Have you got the Iron Man Max team shouting through from the back?
No, because the stream hasn't kicked in yet for him. So no, it was affordable housing. That was me and everything.
Of course, I forgot about the stream delay.
It's sharing his buddy.
Chuckus, what have you got, mate? It's your go, Chuck.
Oh, it's my go?
Yeah.
Sorry. How about 19?
No, 19. Which recording star hosted their own radio show on Apple Music in August?
Major recording.
No. Who else has got it? Major recording star.
Taylor Swift?
Good guess, but no.
Kanye West?
I think I know, if I'm thinking correctly.
Go on then.
Is it Lady Gaga?
It was Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Oh, Cal does on the weekend.
Callum, you're so unconfident. That's not a word, is it? Lacking confidence.
Incompetent is Jeff.
Inconfidence. Patrice.
Let's do 7.
What major Apple product was launched 13 years ago this year?
13 years ago, the iPhone.
Hey, easiest question on the board. Well done.
That was easy.
What number was that?
2 points to Patrice. That was
7. That was 7.
7, yeah.
7.
Your go, Cal.
50.
50, right at the top. What did American Airlines offer passengers? Hang on, start again. What did American Airlines offer to passengers in August of this year? Bearing in mind, it's an Apple quiz.
AirPods.
No.
I have an idea. Go Apple on. Music?
No.
iPads. I have an idea.
No, go on, Jeff.
iPads for in-flight entertainment.
No.
But it sounded good.
Well, you're not far off.
iPhones?
No, it was Apple TV Plus.
Oh. Joe's just shouted Wi-Fi.
Yeah, only 15 years too late, Joe. I didn't think the feed was that delayed.
It is. No offense.
Right, Muller.
9.
He's taking Patrice's number. What iconic product did Apple officially obsolete in October of this year? What iconic product did Apple officially obsolete in October of this year? Doc is stealing.
It's not. He hasn't got a chance yet. I've got plenty of goes.
After you get it wrong.
It's going to be at the iPod Nano.
It bloody isn't all. That shocked the hell out of me. I didn't expect you to get that one, mate.
That's your shattered iPod.
iPod Nano specifically. There we go. At the end of round two, Sicknow has three, Jeff G has one, Patrice has three, Chuck has three, Callum has two, and Muller has two. Hey, it's all getting... what's Joe's typing all the numbers in for? If we get to 50, you won't be able to scroll fast enough.
You know, I'm just glad that I have a number on the board that's bigger than zero.
Yeah, no, it's all really tight at the minute.
And not negative.
Are you all right, Doc? You're all right?
Just
the painkillers are kicking in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on then, Blake, pick a number.
I'll take Chuck for the block. I'm going to take two.
Two. eBay sold a rare factory-sealed original iPod this year for roughly how much? If you're in the ballpark, I'll give it you. Doesn't have to be exact.
8,000 quid.
No, it's in dollars as well. But oh no, it wasn't. It is in pounds. No, it might be in dollars. I might have typed that wrong.
You can convert it either way.
Well, not if I've got it wrong to start with.
87,000.
How much?
80,000
pounds for a sealed iPod. No. Anyone?
2 grand.
No, 20,000. $19,995 was the answer.
He did say plus or minus five.
I did say in the ballpark, so yeah. Jeffrey, shoot away, mate.
Let's do 34.
Chris Evans stars in Defending Jacob for Apple TV, but who is his Downton Abbey co-star?
Watch that.
Chris Evans stars
I have not watched
in Defending Jacob,
show.
But who's his Downton Abbey co-star?
Felicity Huffman.
Great shout. Yep. I don't know if he is on the show or not, but no.
Michelle Dockery.
Michelle Dockery, well done, sick note. He's in.
Lady Mary Crawley.
Yeah, oh, that's all a bit... Your wife watches that, obviously. It's not you, Doc, of course.
No, I watch it.
Oh, right, okay.
I actually like this show.
He's a modern man, that's fine.
Doc's lost his streak, Red.
I don't give a shit, but I got her watching it, and she loved it. It was a really good show. It was well-written, it was well-produced, and I was curious, so I watched it, and it turned out to be good.
The film's excellent as well. Patrice, you'll go.
42.
The universe and everything in it.
The Banker was critically acclaimed this year on Apple TV, but which actors played the bankers?
I know that.
There's four points available here. There's two for each one. Don't forget there was two bankers.
Then, I don't know.
A Denzel real one Washington? And a fake one.
No.
Okay, I think I know this one.
Okay, go on then, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Samuel L. Jackson and Jamie Foxx.
No.
No. Samuel Jackson was the criminal who financed the beginning of the thing.
Who
played... He's from Breaking Bad, isn't he? I can't remember his name.
The first answer is oh my God. Oh, why I get stuck? I was ready. He's the Falcon. Anthony.
Come on, mate.
Anthony Mackie.
Man. There you go, Anthony Mackie. Now the other one, of course, is the fake banker.
Fake banker.
Do I got to answer both?
No. So there was a white dude who fronted Anthony Mackie's black character. So he's the fake.
Oh, Nicky Holt.
Nicholas Holt. Well done, mate.
Nicky Holt or Holden?
Holt.
Yeah.
Hoult.
Joe just shouted Noel Edmonds.
Noel Edmonds. The Americans won't get that. They need to Google Noel Edmonds and then wish they hadn't.
I got Michelle Duncan. I won't do it again.
I'm impressed. Whose question was that, by the way? Patrice's.
Mine.
Yeah. Chuck?
Mine.
Let's see. That's 20.
20. Oh,
perhaps based on the pad to write that.
In what month did the much-hated butterfly keyboard give way to the scissor?
Is that April?
No.
May.
It was May. Well done.
Yeah, I was going to say. April. Ghost just shouted April. You're wrong.
It might have been touted as being in April, but it actually happened in May, the first ones that came out. Well, bad luck. Cal.
Number three.
Actor Bill Crudup was awarded an award in February of this year for his role in The Morning Show. Who awarded the award? What was the body that awarded it? What type of award was it?
I think I might have this.
Muller's going to steal then if you don't get it.
An Emmy? I don't know.
No, not an Emmy.
Tony?
No, it wasn't a Tony.
Tony is for plays and musicals.
It makes sure it too. It was BAFTA.
You're on your own.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, just shouted. I'm on my own. Thanks, mate.
It felt pretty. It's a Critics' Choice Award. There we go. Okay.
I only guess BAFTA because of this show.
Yeah. Lastly, Muller.
Oh, sorry. I'll have number 10.
Number 10. Maggie's Den. Gruber revealed this year that one Apple product was sold at cost and another one was sold at a loss. What are the two products?
Wasn't Gruber the bloke who took over Atacami Towers?
Hans Gruber, that's correct, but we're talking about John Gruber.
Well, yeah, so basically.
Now you've mentioned that, you know, John Gruber does look a bit like him. He could be his brother.
Well, yeah, there you go. I mean, to be honest, I deserve it.
If he's got a shit German accent, it could well be him.
Yeah. Repeat the question, I've forgotten it now.
Gruber revealed this year that one Apple product was sold at cost and the other was sold at a loss. What are the two products? 4 points available if you get both. No, Christ was not one of them.
I would imagine that Apple TV Plus was sold at a loss.
Well, you don't have to get them in the right order. So that's one of them. Apple TV
Plus, so that obviously it wasn't
Apple TV is actually sold at cost.
At cost?
Yeah.
Then...
No, Apple TV was sold at cost. Which product is sold at a loss?
Apple Music.
It still must go.
Give me a chance, mate. I've done one, Apple TV Plus, and...
You're going to kick yourself.
That's even wrong.
Apple Music?
No. Anyone want to steal it?
No. Yes. It was Apple TV Plus and Apple TV.
No.
That's the same thing.
It's a product.
No, not. Apple TV Plus is a service.
No, it's a product, not a service. Apple TV was
Apple
sold...
TV Plus. He kept saying plus. Apple TV Plus.
I get the point. No, stop. Right, okay. Apple TV was sold at cost. Which one was sold at a loss? We're moving on already.
That's why I got confused.
All right, mate. Well, the next product has got absolutely sod all to do with either of those, so...
AirPod Pros.
No, the answer is HomePod.
Which HomePod?
HomePod is sold at a loss, the big one, yeah.
How could be sold at a loss? They cost maybe 250, 300 quid and they're a piece of shite.
I don't know. It's just the answer. At the end of that round, three, Doc has raced ahead on 7. Jeff, with a bit of work to do and hoping he lands a Santa's sack, is on 1. Patrice and Chuck have been consistent because they haven't scored a single point for 2 rounds. 3. Callum's got 2, despite the help of Joe from the back room somewhat. And Muller's done quite well and got 4 now.
Because he's cheating.
He didn't cheat. He cheated for Chuck.
The red one or the white one?
There's 4 Santa sacks,
mate. You
provided
the wrong answer and you accepted it. So that's
fine. One of the Santa sacks has got 14 points available in it, if you get
Samuel.
It. Okay, that's good. Right, next round then. Doc, shoot away.
We're trying to grab Santa's sack, so 21.
21 is a Santa's sack.
Oh.
Gangster.
Right then, have you got the feed on, Doc? Because otherwise this is going to be difficult.
The feed?
Yeah, have you got the feed up so you can see it?
Well, that'd be 10 minutes. It's late, but yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to show you 5 Apple stores, and all you've got to do is tell me the city in which they're in. So the first store is now up. It's an easy start. You should get this in a piece of cake.
Yeah, but I'm still looking at Mueller standing around and moving in his chair like he got cooties. Kyle is still digging his ear from like 20 seconds ago.
He's got this.
Still waiting for the feed. I don't know who invented this crap.
Okay.
Yeah, still waiting for the feed.
Okay.
The feed's about 20 minutes.
I won't do this next year then, though.
Yeah. Still waiting, actually. Mueller's dancing now, which was probably like...
Yeah, 20 I've just had Mueller dancing, yet.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
It's all right. I didn't start the shot. I'm a twat.
Oh.
Oh, God.
What a dick. Doc, Mueller's why aren't you drinking, seeing it yet? Because I'm...
Mueller's drinking urine.
There we go.
There we go.
Just came up.
Right, so where is that, Doc, for 2 points?
I don't know. There we go. Oh, that's New York.
Yeah, that's to New York. Okay, so the next one then.
Gordon Ramsay just sent me a message. Come on, feed. What are you doing? Is it the feed or is it Ewan? Because I'm still looking at New York.
It's the feed. It's coming.
Hey.
I'm pre-queuing these up now, though, so they go through a bit faster. Number two.
Shanghai.
Number two is no.
Not Shanghai, Shenzhen.
No. Number three.
Paris.
No, you guys can steal afterwards, but let Doc do them first.
Okay. I should
have. So you should have one now that's long and thin.
Jesus.
And then you should have one that's a bowl.
We don't know about long and thin one, boy.
Okay.
Okay, that's, oh, my God, that's Singapore.
Singapore, correct. And then the last one.
I know that.
I know that one.
Okay, so.
Oh. The bouncy one. Call that London.
It is London. Well done. It's Regent Street. So we've got two.
Actually, London is Covent Garden. It's not London.
No. It's not. It's Regent Street.
It's
Regent Street. Yeah.
It's Regent Street, not Covent Garden, Muller. So you got 2 and 3. Doc didn't get. Anyone want to try and hazard a guess?
Was number 2 Paris?
No.
2 is Milan.
2 is Milan. Well done.
Was number 4 Paris? I know one of them was Paris.
No, that was Singapore. And this one is the only one you haven't got now.
Number 3 then. One of them was Paris, I'm sure.
Number 3 is not Paris. Give up.
Paris.
No, yeah. Still not Paris. It wasn't Paris a minute ago, and it's still not Paris now, Callum.
You could have moved.
I think Cal's answer for every question now will be Paris.
I don't think it should be.
Is number 3 Chicago?
No, it's not, because I did look at putting the one of Chicago in because it's very pretty, but it had got the Chicago Tribune sign behind it, so I figured that was give it away. That is Beijing.
Oh.
Oh, that's close. Oh, and feed. The feed's good.
No, the feed's okay, from what I can see.
Oh, it's back again.
There we go. Well done. So that means, hang on, so Doc did well there. 6 points for Doc to go on.
Joe's just shouted Paris.
Is he sure? And then Patrice got 1 for a steal. Well done, Patrice. Okay. Jeff, you'll go, mate.
Let's do 23.
What are the current sizes of Apple Watch on their website? Available for sale on their website. It is a Santa sack, so you get... up to 8 points here. What are the current size of Apple Watch available on their website?
I know.
That's right.
I was first.
44.
44 is yes. Doesn't have to be in order.
And 47.
No.
38.
So Muller was first. Go on.
38.
There is a 38 available for sale, yes.
Yeah.
I can reel them all off.
I know the other two, too.
I can reel them all off, too.
Doc did have his hand up after Muller, so go on, Doc.
Oh, I said afterwards.
So you have the original size of 38 and 42, and then you have 40 and 44.
Yep.
It's correct.
It's all of them. They're all still available.
That's four. Yeah, they're all still
okay, available. Okay, so here's the sad thing. I'm actually wearing a 40 millimeter right now.
Jeff, is it a watch, though?
Oh,
now I'm looking for the second time. Patrice, you'll go.
Let's do 35.
Do the what?
35.
Okay, this one's a toughie. The right to repair has been a hot topic this year on the shows and across the world, but which American politician championed it as an issue at the start of the year? Well, this is a... hard question.
That's tough.
Which politician championed the right to repair
Mitch
debate?
McConnell?
No way.
Oh my God.
I'm just guessing.
The turtle doesn't know what the heck right to repair champion.
He doesn't know what
it's fine.
Who's next? Go on. Anyone?
I can see the face. I saw it on C-SPAN. I watched it. Christ. Forgotten.
Anyone?
Bernie Sanders?
No.
No, it's
he's a Democrat.
Consumer protection lady.
Doc's on fire this year.
Because she started it from before even now, but she cussed out Wells Banker, Wells Fargo. Liz Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, dude.
Very good.
My God. This duck is on fire.
Whack your head hard enough, it helps.
Well, yeah, clearly. Not a lot to read in the hospital, obviously. Chuck, what have you got, mate?
26.
26. Apple announced 1,200 new jobs, a new engineering facility in California this year, but which city was it? Which Californian city is going to get 1,200 jobs from a new engineering facility?
Sacramento?
No.
All the porn is shot in Calabasas.
Not Calabasas.
Road trip in Los Angeles?
Not Los Angeles.
I would say San Francisco.
No, not San Francisco. Callum, you want to shoot?
Sacramento. I don't have a clue.
San Diego.
Thank you.
San Diego. It's San Diego.
Dude, San Diego is the first smart city in the U.S. and it's so dope. And I don't know why I didn't guess that, but their setup, their smart city setup is so rad. It's super cool. You got to go.
Okay, I'll get in the car. Whose go was that? Chuck's.
Chuck.
It was mine. Chuck's. Okay, Callum, you'll go.
Number 11.
Bruce Springsteen made a documentary this year for Apple. What was it called?
Born in the USA.
Listen to Muller. Jesus Christ. No, Joe, still not Paris.
As well, I've forgotten.
I don't have a clue.
Anyone?
I watched it and I can't remember.
Asbury Park.
No. Answers well,
I got in the USA just because it's
a letter to you.
Straight out of Paris, I don't know.
And Muller.
Born in the USA, so I can't remember yet.
No, it's a letter to you, and it's your go for a proper question.
Oh, right.
Okay. Do keep up.
Sorry. I'm going to go for number 20.
It's gone.
Taken.
All
right. Yep. 21 then.
It's gone.
Oh, no, it's gone as well.
Taken.
27.
Costa Rica, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Bolivia, Jamaica, Panama, and Iceland all have this in common this year.
Easy question.
say that again.
All, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Bolivia, Jamaica, Panama, and Iceland all have what in common this year? Doc is going to steal.
I know. Doc doesn't get it. Let me have a chance. So that I can fail live to the world again.
I'm doing worse than you, Jeff. Give me a chance.
They've all got Apple Pay.
No. Doc?
I'll beat you, bastard.
Well, that's what I was going to say, but since he screwed it up, I say they got Apple TV.
No, they're all valued at less than Apple.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, that's harsh.
Yeah, all of those countries are less than the value of Apple, according to Forbes. At the end of that round then, Doc, unbelievable. 16, he's always been shit every year before this. He's obviously sat and gone through Matt Rumor's archive, the same as me. Jeff G, 3. Patrice has got 4 and edged away from Chuck, who's still on 3 after 3 rounds and nothing. Callum's still on 2, and Muller's gone to 5. Right. It's getting I'd like to say it's getting exciting, but it's getting exciting for second. There's still two Santa sacks out there, and one of them is worth 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. One is worth 28 points.
Where are we?
Okay. Right, Doc. If you get the one that's worth 28 points, we're going home.
Okay, so let me grab this because it is going to be the 13th year of British Tech Network. So I'll take SantaSec underneath 13.
Underneath 13 or 13?
13.
13. Epic Games 13. Fell out with Apple this year over percentages to developers for apps. But what was the game that they produced that it centered around?
Fortnite.
Fortnite, correct.
Too easy.
Jeff.
Tweezy is not a game.
But it could be. We could do a Kickstarter. Let's do 40.
40. Tom Hanks appeared in an Apple production this year about an Atlantic crossing during World War II. What was the film called?
I know.
Greyhound. Finally, one that I know.
Finally.
Wow.
It was a boring piece of as well.
Did I give Jeff a point there or not? Yeah, he was on 3, wasn't he?
He should get 2.
So that's 5. Yeah. No, yeah. I clicked it and I don't know if it added the point or not. Patrice, pick a number.
28.
What changed with the HomePod in April? What changed with the HomePod in April?
I know this. Did they add stereo pairs?
No.
No, that was way before. Yeah.
Anyone want to steal?
I know this.
Did they?
No, that's a character on Saturday Night Live, Doctor We Notice.
Was it personal request?
Nope.
No. It's rubbish,
users?
Joe.
Oh, say that again, Chuck.
Multiple users recognize multiple users.
No,
that was last year.
it changed from being run on TVOS to running on iOS.
Oh, no, the other way around. No. It's on TVOS now.
It was powered by TVOS instead of iOS. That's the answer. Sorry.
Yeah. True.
Good question. Geez,
you're supposed to know that.
Was that your go, Patrice, as well? It was, wasn't it?
That was my number, yeah.
Yeah, 28, yeah.
Chuck, your go.
29.
At the end of 2019, Warren Buffett dumped a pile of Apple stock. How much did he chuck? Chuck.
Chuck. 20 million?
No, a bit more. Anyone?
200 billion.
Billion.
No, the answer is
20 billion.
800 million. Hey, found it.
Money.
How much money that dude has.
He found it in the back of the sofa and thought, nah. What, shall I put it on the toilet wall and wipe my ass with it, or shall I just trade it off? And he traded it.
Well, hopefully he traded it for Bitcoin, because in April, Bitcoin was like $6,000 and now it's $22,000.
Mm. Callum.
41. I think that's about still.
41 is. Apple's Behind the Mac video was a feature about what?
The Mac?
Apple's Behind the Mac.
I know that.
Video feature was about what? And Patrice is stealing.
The management team behind it, I don't know.
No.
Nope. No.
Patrice? Yeah.
It was about creators using the Mac.
No.
No?
No, it wasn't.
Is it about Johnny Ive?
No, it was about prominent women associated with the Mac. And Muller, close us out, mate.
I'm going to go for... Is 20 gone? No, 20's gone. 36?
I wouldn't mind, but you've missed 20 twice now. Did you say 36? 26 is gone.
36 or whatever.
36. 36. Right. As of February 2020, what was mandatory for all Apple developer accounts?
I know this.
Two-factor.
Yes. Well done, Muller.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. And at the end of that round, Doc has streaked out to 18. Jeff's up to 5. Patrice at 4. Chuck's still at 3. Callum, still at 2, despite the help of Joe, still calling Paris. And Muller is on 7. He's actually got some points. So Muller's in second place. Come on, you can't let a buffoon win. Did that come out loud? Sorry, I didn't mean that. Doc, pick a number.
I'm going to stick to my pattern from last time. And so BTN is 12, so we're going to go 12.
We're going to go 12. In January, Apple announced a licensing agreement with British chip maker. What was the name of the British chip maker?
It was Acorn back in the day, and then now it's ARM.
Nope.
Well, shut up.
All right.
I think I know.
Go on, then.
Was it NVIDIA?
No.
No.
Was it Walkers?
No.
Marmite.
You said British chip maker.
No, it was Cadbury. No, it was Imagination Technologies.
Oh, we got that.
Is it Lay's called Walkers in the UK?
Our potato chips, yeah, are called Walkers. Yeah. The best ones are, anyway.
Oh, well, you're going to say chips. You say crisps.
Crisps, never mind. That's right. Yeah. Jeffrey, pick a number.
33.
LG unveiled 8K TVs in January that were compatible with what two Apple services or features? 2 points for each.
Apple TV Plus.
No.
HomeKit.
HomeKit, correct. And anyone want to steal the other one?
Yeah, I have one.
Go on then, Patrice.
The Apple app.
No.
The Apple TV app.
No.
Apple Music.
No. AirPlay 2.
Oh.
Okay.
Patrice.
43.
What two innovations did First Alert incorporate into their AirPlay 2 compatible speakers this year?
I think I know one.
I'm gonna say it's an Apple. So I would have said Alexa, but Siri? I don't know.
No,
I think I know.
Go on then.
Dialing 999 or 911 and falling over.
That's a really great guess because of First Alert. Well done, mate, but it's the wrong answer. That's the best wrong answer we're going to get all night, mate.
I could guess, though.
Easily the best wrong answer of the week.
Oh, give me a hand.
I can't. This is weirdly left field. Smoke.
It's a CO2 sensor and monoxide sensor.
That's right. Yeah, CO2 and car and smoke detector. Yeah. Chuck.
Hey. 31.
Santa's sack.
Ooh. Oh.
Did
he say 31?
10 points available here, Chuck. I'd like to know the sizes, please, of the current iPad offerings in inches on the Apple website.
I know this.
Easy. That's easy. I know that.
I want the inches of the current offerings.
Oh, boy. You can just start at 10 and work up to 12.
9.7.
No. 10.
12.2.
8.
Shut up, mother.
You haven't got one right yet, by the way.
Oh, good. That's...
Charlotte. I think it happened 30 hours.
No. Okay. Shut up, Muller.
I didn't get my point for my last answer, by the way.
I'd already started the answer, that's why.
5.7.
No, you didn't.
For the mini?
No.
Yeah.
Give up, Chuck.
I'll have a go.
Go on then, Cal.
Right.
They do 10.2, 10.5, and 12.9 off the top of my head.
And I'll give you the 10.2 and the 12.9. That's correct. Go on,
don't forget 7.9.
There is an 11.
11.2.
Shush! It's Patrice's go.
Sorry.
11. Yeah.
Is it 11 and 7.9? 7.5. Sorry.
No, I'm going to give 7.9 to Jeff. The answer is 7.9, 10.2, 10.9, 11, and 12.9.
Okay, so I got one.
So where's Callum? There's Callum. And I've got to give him 2 points. 2 points. There we go. And Patrice is getting 1 point.
You, and you've got to say it in French as well.
Un point. And Jeffrey. Un point. There we go. Whose question was that?
Chuck, it's me.
Chuck's. Okay, Carl, you'll go.
34.
It's gone.
How is it? Oh, sorry.
32, 37, 38, 39, all good.
38, we'll go 38.
38, what is the oldest Mac supported by Big Sur? There's two of them.
It will be the MacBook Air 13-inch and the MacBook Air 11-inch.
No, I'll give you 1 point for MacBook Air. Or 2 points for MacBook Air, rather.
And then would it be the Mac Mini after that?
No, you've got to give up now. You've had your two guesses.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
2014.
No, come on. This is an obvious one. You're going to kick yourself, Cal, for this.
I am, Enel.
iMac?
No.
20.
No. 2013 Mac Pro.
Oh.
The trash can. That's the oldest that they support. Unbelievable.
I'm annoying.
Muller, pick a number.
49.
It's a Santa sack.
Ooh.
Apple holds the top 5 apps in the Mac store, free apps this is. Can you name them? They hold the top 5 apps in the free chart for the Mac Store. Name the 3 apps. 5 of them. 10 points available.
Oh,
I know them.
Patrice is coming to steal. So.
Yeah, well, he can. But
no, go on. You've got to go first. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
You've got to have a stab. Come on, have a stab.
Slack.
Are you listening to the question?
Bless his heart.
Apple hold the top 5 free applications in the App Store.
It's going to be Numbers.
Correct.
3.
What's the other one? Numbers. Word.
No.
Not Apple.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I can't remember what they call their word.
Well, clearly.
Yeah. I'm looking at me. I can't see it. iTunes.
Or what is it called? It's not even called iTunes anymore.
Music.
No.
podcast.
No.
Nope.
That's your lot, mate. You're done. Who said they were going to steal? Was it you, Patrice?
Patrice.
Yeah. Yep. Go on then, Patrice.
Ages. You know.
Two.
Ages. Four. You know. One more.
I said it was the.
There's so two more. There's two more to get. So you got pages, keynote, and numbers. There's two more to get. And Doc's going to go in for it.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one is iMovie, and number five is GarageBand. So it's iMovie, Pages, Numbers, Keynote, and I'm assuming the last would be GarageBand, but who cares about that? The first one is iMovie.
The order on the chart is Pages, iMovie, Keynote, GarageBand, Numbers. There you go.
Numbers is a good one.
Muller, is it your go?
Just had it.
Oh, sure, go. Right, at the end of that then, Doc romping out at 20, Jeff at 8, Patrice at 7, Chuck's still on 3, Callum's up to 6, and Muller's jumped to 9, and there is still a massive question available in the sacks. Doc, can you get it?
Let's see. Let's stay in the 14.
14, the reopening of the Apple Store in China after coronavirus coincided with what significant celebration?
Oh, that's easy.
And it would be a worldwide celebration, really, rather than just a Japanese celebration or Chinese celebration, is what I mean.
Why would you have Japanese celebrations in China?
No, I didn't. I meant that came out wrong.
Cultural appropriation.
It's not a cultural celebration for them. It's a worldwide celebratory day. Shut up, Muller.
Let's see, reopening. Migo say Halloween.
No, Halloween. No.
Arrow. Know, yes.
Okay. Anyone else?
New Year.
No.
No.
Christmas.
Easter.
Chinese New Year's in February.
Which actually wasn't a bad answer because the answer is Valentine's Day. Well done. Chinese New Year would have fitted.
But Chinese New Year is before Valentine's Day.
No, I know, but it'd be close. Jeffrey.
15.
US Border Patrols confiscated 2,000 devices this year, believing they were counterfeit AirPods, but they weren't. Who made them?
Samsung. They're in-ear AirPod things.
What's the brand name of them, though?
I do not know.
Anyone?
Samsung logos.
Were they called Samsung One?
OnePlus.
OnePlus.
Okay. I'll give you a bonus. I'll give you a point to Jeff. And I'll give a bonus point to Patrice. Because that was close.
What did Joe say?
And I'm feeling.
I don't know. I try not to listen.
Patrice, you'll go.
Number 4.
How old was Apple on April the 1st this year?
They were. Good count.
With your fingers and your toes.
Yeah. They were April 1st this year. They were 40.
Wrong answer.
36.
Wrong answer.
39.
44.
Say again, Chuck.
44.
44, correct. Chuck, well done, man. You're off 3.
Woohoo!
Your go, Chuck, as well.
37.
If you'd have got a different one, you could have been in the lead now. Apple announced $100 million for racial equity and justice initiatives, but which Apple exec was going to champion it this year? Apple announced $100 million for racial equity and justice initiative, but which Apple executive was going to champion it?
It's going to be a black bird.
Kick yourself.
Oh, I think I actually know this one.
Jeffrey's in for stealing.
Go ahead, Jeff. I don't know. I have no idea.
Lisa Jackson.
Correct. Yeah. You've already said her name, Chuck.
I already said it. Oh, God.
It was kind of sort of the most obvious one, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Callum?
44.
In June, there was speculation about Apple Pencil would be released in what colour?
Space grey or black.
Black. All right, I'll give you that, yeah.
Yeah.
In crayon.
I'm a Max Grey. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. And Muller, finish us off.
Okay. Is 39 available?
Yes. On Christmas Day 2019, the public spent a record $193 million on what? On Christmas Day 2019, the public spent a record $193 million on what?
I'll steal.
Okay. No, wrong answer, Chuck.
Abs.
Yes, mate, because it's Christmas Day. They couldn't go to the shop, could they? Yep. There was a big clue in that title. At the end of that round, then, Doc at 20, so we slowed down a bit. Jeff's at 10, Patrice at 8, Chuck on 5, having moved two spots, dude. Callum on 6, and Muller on 11. But there's still, the big Santa sack is still out there. The big
one. I don't think you put my points on you.
Haven't I?
Yeah,
I think.
No, you didn't. Yeah.
I didn't.
Did he? Did he?
I thought I did, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Brain fart. Sorry.
No, no, no. If you, I'll give. It's not like it's serious. There you go. I have another two. Anyway.
It's kind of playing like Villa. Villa did when the ball went over the line. It didn't.
Yeah.
And no one cares because it's football.
But it
did. Doc, finish us off, mate.
32.
Oh dear, it's not looking good for the rest of you because that is the big Santa's sack.
Oh no.
That's the end of the 30s, by the way, so nobody say 30s shit after this.
Right, you ready? I would like to know, please, the name of the iPhone models currently on sale at Apple.com. As of yesterday when I looked. So.
Okay, 12 Pro Max, 12 Pro, 12, 12 Mini. My brain just went dumb. SE.
I can clean up.
How many do I got to get?
There's loads, mate.
I got a couple.
Okay, so we can keep going. Then that means that the 11 Pro Max, the 11 Pro, the 11, and then I think we're going to stop with the 10X and the 10.
Nope.
No.
So that's Doc's got 8 correct. That's 16 points. So he's on 36.
Can I go home now?
Right. So who wants to try and fill in the gaps?
I'll do it.
Go on then. Go.
Me.
XR.
Ten.
Is the iPhone 8 still available?
8 is still available.
8 plus.
8 plus.
I don't think there's any more after that.
Okay, Patrice, what do you want to do?
I had exactly the 10R and 8.
So you got nothing else to add?
Nope.
Okay, still available is the 7 plus, the 7, the 6S plus, and the 6S.
Jesus Christ.
Seriously?
Yeah. Wow. Apple has got...
Callum, can I ask you what is the iPhone now?
It's my own version I made in the engineering here, out of all the bits.
You sit on.
Bad luck, everyone. We race for second place now, then. Jeff, give us a shout number.
45.
45. Apple Card is backed by which bank?
Easy. I know.
I know this.
Oh.
And
oh. Jeff,
why am I drawing a blank?
Stealing. Patrice is feeling.
How funny.
Joe's going with the iPhone Paris for the last question, by the way. Come on, Jeff. You can do it.
It's, damn it. It's the investment.
He's going to be so pissed off with this. He's going to get the whiskey, the whiskey and a pearl handle revolver in the drawing room.
I'm totally drawing a blank on the name. Okay. I even have the stupid card myself.
Okay, Patrice.
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs, correct.
Goldman Sachs.
You're a bit late there, Jeff.
No, I was just echoing Patrice because Patrice nailed it. And
Patrice.
24.
In the smart speaker charts for the year, published in February, where did the HomePod place? What position was it?
That's a tough one. I don't know, 7?
No.
A 3?
No.
2?
4?
No. No.
With the bullet.
Not that high up.
6th. It was 6th in the charts.
Europa League.
6th most popular smart speaker in the world. Chuck?
46. I think 46 is available.
Who was the biggest music streaming service in 2019?
Oh. I know that.
Apple Music.
No, Spotify.
Yeah,
really?
Spotify. Hey.
Apple was second. Oh, sorry, mate. Callum?
47, is that a bet still?
Yeah.
Yep.
Palmer is a film that's coming to Apple TV next year, starring which music star?
Ham.
Who?
Palmer Ham, or did I?
Hannah Palmer.
Palmer.
I don't have a clue.
Hammy.
Anyone else?
Do it again, Ewan.
Palmer is a film coming to Apple TV next year starring which music star?
I have an idea.
Well, say it then.
Say it then, because it's
Taylor Swift.
Neither of those two.
Okay.
It's Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Justin Timberlake.
He's not a star. He's just a husband.
Oh, give over. Muller.
Okay. Let me go through my numbers.
You got 6, 16, or 35?
16, then.
Apple hit a valuation of $2 trillion this year, but what did they suffer in September?
They suffer?
Herpes.
Yeah. Apple hit $2 trillion as a valuation this year, but what did they suffer in September?
Probably got fined a load of times and COVID.
No. No. Patrice?
Stock split?
No. They managed to grab the record of the largest single day loss of any corporation in trading history. You got if you count big, you lose big, don't you? So, right now we did say that the trailing two people would get the last two questions that are odd. So Chuck, you can have 6 or you can have 35.
No, 35 is taken. 5 and 6 are open.
35 has been taken.
35 is not gone.
Yeah,
it is.
No, it doesn't.
5 and 6, yes. That's all that's left.
Yes, it has.
5 and 6.
5 has gone. That was Elizabeth Warren, the right to repair.
What have I got?
I got 35 is missing.
30, I promise you, 35 and 6 are available. Chuck, pick one.
Okay, 6.
6, good lad. What did the T2 chip give Max the ability to do this year?
Oh, I know that.
The ability to do this year. Secure the data. Or no. No, T2.
We covered this actually on the show.
I know it.
Restrict the boot?
No. Go on, Nick Callum.
Was it to be able to take, is it full 4K? From Netflix, it was only
is correct.
Max with the T2 chip could do that.
Good point. Yeah. It was a T2 chip.
Good answer, Joel.
No, that was me. The stream hasn't got to Joe yet.
And the last question then
he would have said
is for Patrice because he's still on 9. Apple became the first US company to hit a value, what valuation milestone this year? I'll give you a clue. It's not $2 trillion.
Can you repeat that? Because Miller's... Yeah, was...
Apple became the first US company to hit what valuation milestone this year?
Valuation milestone. You said it's not $2 trillion.
Well, they had a big buddy...
I know this one as well. I know this one as well. It's just clicked in your brain.
Go on then.
Is it, were they the first company to become more than the whole value of the FTSE 100?
No. It might be they did, but that wasn't what I'm looking for.
Okay.
No, they're the first company to pass 1.5 trillion valuation.
Oh, okay.
And there we have it. It is all done and dusted. The Christmas quiz for Mac is over. And Doc has romped away with it, despite the fact that he felt a bit stiff and a bit lousy and he fell over in the bathtub. You should fall over in the bathtub every year, dude. Are you actually leaning on the microphone there?
Yes.
Oh, I
damn, I want the painkillers that he's got. Doc won with 36 points. In second place was Callum with 12. Third place was Muller, surprisingly. Jeff G with a late surge because you were looking rough at the start there. Boy, you're up to 10.
I certainly was.
Patrice had 5. And keeping up a very long tradition, Chuck has come last on 5.
I love tradition.
You can't break with tradition, dude.
Yeah. It's the holidays. Why would? And you even gave me Christmas tree green. So, you know.
It's important. Oh.
Can I get a screenshot of this ass kicking?
Yeah, it is an ass kicking, Mike. I would take that screenshot and wear it with pride. Get it in a frame and shove it up in the studio.
My Chrome doesn't go full screen, so I'm going to need one of y'all to do it.
Okay, we'll get you a shot. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to send a lithograph copy to
A few thank yous. Thanks to Muller for doing the bookings this year. Amazing, mate. We've had a lot of people on, too many sometimes, but it's been loads and loads of fun, and it's made it a lot easier to get people going on the show, which I've struggled with over the years. Thanks to everyone that's come and supported the network and been a guest on air as well, especially these 5 guys. They've done an awful lot to come on here. Thanks, Patrice, for the back-end support on the servers and that kind of stuff. A little bit from Andy Vaughan as well, as he's kicked the server a few times when I've been struggling and Patrice hasn't been around. All the people in the BTN room, I really value BTN most highly. I've got some great mates here, and waking up in the morning and sticking good morning in the Slack room is a good thing for me. I enjoy it a great deal. So it's been a fun year. We're going to carry on. I'm not going to stop if I can possibly help it. And we're going to keep going. Where can everyone get hold of you, Doc?
Queens Medical Center. you can find me all over the interwebs at DOCROCK, and mostly live on YouTube twice a week.
Queens Med was the big place in Nottingham, which we used to get taken if you got smacked playing rugby.
Nice.
So if you're there, I'll come up and see you in a minute. Jeffrey, where would you be?
Twitter and Instagram, Jay Gamut, and basically everyone's show. And and now that we're done with this episode, I can do today's Lego Advent calendar. So that cool. That will be up soon.
Good. Excellent, mate. Patrice, where would you be?
Well, I'm usually every week on the Big Show and the Mac Show. I have a podcast called Foodie Flashback, where I talk to random people, foodies or not, tech nerds, podcasters or not, about food and food-related memories and everything that goes with that. And yeah, all the links and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Excellent, mate. And Chuck?
MacVoices.com is where you'll find me, and on social media as at Chuck Joyner. Happy Excellent. Holidays.
And you, mate. Take care. Muller, where would you be?
Right here. Oh, okay. That's not what you asked. I'm on a biker on Twitter, in the Slack room, and cycling around Birmingham on the canals.
And the last thing to mention is I'm in Max, because they've been an absolutely fabulous addition to the network. Thanks to Mo, to Joe, to Fran, and especially to Callum for coming on and putting up with all the fun and frolics on a Friday when he wants to go home early. They're a great company. I've known Mo for a lot of years now, and they probably properly care. So if you've got anything that goes wrong with any of your Apple devices, send it to them. They'll sort it out. Free diagnostics and then repairs are chargeable, but they're great. Any repairs at all. Data recovery, as Doc can attest to, for his mate in Hawaii, and refurbished items as well. And Callum, where can everyone get you, mate?
Yeah, as you just said, you can get hold of us at imamax.com. We're on all the usual socials, except Twitter, because Joe broke it. I'm in the Slack room.
What happened with that?
I'm in the Slack room. I'm on Twitter at our account. If you've got any questions or need anything, reach out to us. We'll do everything we can to help you. And, thank you, Ewan, for having us on every week.
That's grateful.
We and I enjoy it.
Are you allowed to say what he did to break the Twitter, or is it? I've got to do it behind closed doors.
To be fair, it was in an Apple event, and we were tweeting a lot. We were live tweeting it, and then Twitter went, "No, you're tweeting too much."
Really?
But then getting it unlocked is a pain.
Yes, it is. I've been still locked for like 3 months now. I just gave up, and because they're shutting down Periscope anyway, so screw them.
We've probably been locked out for a similar time. But,
okay.
I'm
in Max / book / repair. We're not going to solve that before the end of the show, Muller. So imnmax.com/book-repair if you want to get in touch with them. My name's Ewan Rankin. Get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter, and you can follow us at British Tech on the Twitters as well for the network. Don't forget, Carl Swagger does the daily show every single day. Please contribute to that if you can. Give us a small donation. That'll keep him running into the new year. He's had a bit of bad luck this last week. He had his gig for the NBA pulled on him. So anything extra you can send through for him as a donation would be lovely. Thank you very much. And thanks to all the listeners, everyone that interacts with the show, everyone that sends us an email, everyone that comes in the Slack room, everyone that comes in the chat room when we're doing the live shows, it adds massive amounts to the show, and we wouldn't be here without you. So have a really great Christmas. Spend time with your loved ones. It's a tough year this year, but make the most of it, and we'll see you again fresh and bright next year, and hopefully we'll be able to kick coronavirus's ass and all get together again for the bash in the summer. Yes, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.